By this time, Jesus had appeared to the disciples three times. This is the third. The first time, Thomas wasn't there. Remember doubting Thomas? The disciples were essentially hiding out. They were hiding out in the upper room, and Jesus appeared, and Thomas was off doing something. And he came back, and they said, the Lord was here. And Thomas said, well, if I didn't see him. Unless I see the marks in his hand, I don't believe it. Then Jesus came again, and I think it's in chapter 19 or 20, and Thomas was there. And then Jesus just kind of disappeared. He had told the disciples in Matthew's version of the gospel that after he was resurrected, he would go to Galilee before them. That's in chapter 26 of Matthew. And there we are now in Galilee. But how'd we get there? How'd we get there? Here's the disciples hiding out. They have no instructions yet from Jesus. He's going to give them very specific instructions, but for now, it's just kind of hanging out and trying to decide where should we go, what should we do. And of course, Peter, being the true guy that he is, followed that adage that we all like to follow. We can put in a different place to go, but when the going gets tough, the tough go fishing, or golfing, or shopping. Well, that's what Peter said he's going to do. I don't know what y'all are going to do. He was from Southern Galilee. You know, remember, his accent gave him away when he was accused of being one of Jesus' friends. They said, oh, no, I can tell by your drawl that you're from Galilee. Anyway, Peter said, I don't know what the rest of you are going to do, but I'm going to go fishing. Well, six others went with him. Seven of the 12 were fishermen, so it only made sense. Matthew wasn't there. Philip wasn't there. Matthew was out doing tax collecting or whatever his job was. But anyway, Jesus had been gone a day or two, and the disciples weren't sure what they would do. So they went fishing. Jesus shows up. How are they biting? Not good. Throw your net on the other side. And they did, as if that's going to make a difference. They fished at night, number one, because it was hot during the day. And number two, you caught more fish at night, apparently, with nets. Couldn't see them as well, the fish, that is. And they caught a bunch of fire. Now, there's an interesting side note in this passage of Scripture. Boy, I'm on the verge of having my voice back. Anyway, and that is when Peter denied Jesus three times. He happened to be standing by a brazier, or a hibachi, we used to call it, a little grill thing that people stood around to stay warm. And Peter denied Christ three times. First, he just says, I don't know him. The second time, he took an oath, I swear I don't know him. And the third time, he called down curses. I don't know what the word of the day was, but I'm sure he used it once or twice. He escalated his denial each time while standing around a brazier, a little thing. Now, here he's standing after breakfast with Jesus in the same kind of scenario. Got the hibachis there, just had a little breakfast. There's got to be a flashback here somewhere if you're Peter. And Jesus looks him in the eye. You've been looked in the eye by a parent or a wife or a spouse and given the look, haven't you? Usually when you're in trouble, do you ever get the look? Head's cocked a little bit. You look right in the eyes. Are you okay? What did you? And it's just that piercing look where you just know that somebody's almost reading your thoughts. And Jesus says, Peter, do you love me more than these? What is the reference? Do you love me more than breakfast? Do you love me more than your friends here? Do you love me more than fishing and just living your regular life? Or do you love me more than the other apostles? I don't think that's it, because it's not a contest. But I think Jesus is saying, do you love me more than anything else? And Peter says the first time, Lord, you know I do. And Jesus said, feed my lambs. Well, what does that mean? I don't think Jesus had a herd with him this morning on the beach while they're eating fish. I think it's very easy to see that it's a commitment, asking for a commitment or a commandment to grow the church, bring new people in, and bring them up in the knowledge of the gospel, in the way of faith in Jesus Christ. Then Jesus asks him again a bit differently, Simon, son of John, so he's pointed right at him, or son of Jonas, do you love me? It's almost confrontational. And Peter says again, yes, Lord, you know I love you. That's two. How many denials did we have? Three. How many confessions of love and faith do we have now? Three. It's restorative, isn't it? Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus says, take care of my sheep. Take care of them. Not just feed my lambs, but take care of them. How do we take care of the body of Christ? We help each other in need. We help those who need help. We grow the church. We help people by sending money to feed people across the world. We help people by volunteering at Family Promise, serving the homeless right here. We help people by giving them a ride to their doctor, by inviting them to church. Jesus didn't say we needed to do the big thing. He said in Matthew again, if you just give somebody a cup of water in my name, it's like you gave it to me. You want to build the kingdom of God? Give a thirsty person a cup of water. Take a meal to someone. Give someone a ride to a meeting. Pray for someone. Yet a third time, Simon, 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 son of John, do you love me? And Peter gets a little upset. The scripture says, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Why this grilling? Why do you have to keep asking? He didn't say that, but I'll bet he was thinking it. And if he wasn't, I would be. There's a lot of stories and jokes, really, about couples and how much do you love me? Or do you love me? Woman comes home from work, her husband's home's got Sports Center on the TV. She comes home, he says, honey, how was your day? She says, fine. How much do you love me? He says, I love you more than anything. Your happiness is my happiness. Stand a little left, would you? You're in my line of sight. Really, how much do you love me? Do you really love me? And the guy says, more than my life. I'd do anything for you. Just a little more to the left, please. And she says, well, like, what would you do? And he says, well, I'd swim an ocean for you. I'd climb a mountain. You're what I live for. A little back to the right. You're out of it. And she says, well, I got good news for you, she says. I don't need you to swim the ocean. I don't need you to climb a mountain. I just want you to take out the trash. And the husband says, well, you can do that. I'm watching Sports Center. Well, we could reverse those roles. I don't want to be sexist here, but the point is, Jesus says, if you love me, you'll do what I ask you to do, what I've taught you to do. Why do you have to ask if I love you? Because in John 14, Jesus taught, whoever hears and follows my teachings is the one who loves me. Have you been doing that lately? I don't think Peter was. What are you going to do for Christ today? I'm going fishing. Why don't you tell somebody about Christ today? Well, I'm not a good preacher. Well, just tell them a story. Well, I'm not much of a teacher. Well, then why don't you just live the gospel? You don't have to preach. You don't have to teach. You can just live. And live how? By loving God and loving each other, the two greatest commandments. The Pharisees asked Jesus, what's the greatest commandment? He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. And the second is just like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Well, who's my neighbor? One of the disciples asked. And Jesus told that beautiful parable. Whoever you meet is your neighbor. Whoever has a need is your neighbor. And you boil down Christian life to this simple two-commandment business, because Jesus said, every other thing I've taught derives from those two things. You want to live a good Christian life? Love God. Love each other. Everything flows from that. Why do you have to ask if I love you? Because Jesus said in John 15, you're my friends if you do what I taught you. In John 15, if you keep my commandments, you remain in my love. And in Luke 11, Jesus said, blessed are they that hear my words and obey them and do what I say. People of Holy Shepherd, Jesus asks us each day the same thing he asked Peter. Do you love me? We say, Lord, you know that we love you. And Jesus tells us to do the same as Peter. Feed my sheep. Take care of the body of Christ. Teach the gospel to your children. Keep instructing as they grow. Love and care for them like Christ loves and cares for you. And do this with everyone you meet. That's a pretty simple gospel, isn't it? But it's so hard. Can you imagine Ananias in the Paul conversion story? Here is a rabbi in Emmaus, and Paul, who's got a warrant to go kill Christians, kill followers of Jesus, shows up at his house. Or God tells him, go pick him up from the house he's staying at. I want him to stay with you. And I'm Ananias. I'm saying, I'm not thinking I want this job. I'm thinking maybe I'll help out in the kitchen. I don't want this murderer in my house. You got to be kidding me. Is he my neighbor too? And the answer is yes. And Jesus uses Paul to reach kings, to reach the emperor in Rome, to teach people that aren't Jews, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with the whole world, which is just what his last direction to the apostles was. Don't hide your faith under a bushel. Let your light do what? So shine before others, as part of our baptismal ceremony, that they may see who you are, a child of God. Glorify God in all you do. And sometime in prayer, it's okay to ask if Jesus loves you. Jesus, you know I love you, but do you really love me? Because Jesus has a great answer, doesn't he? In this Easter time, Jesus answers us and says, greater love. Nobody has greater love for another than that they lay down their life for that other, for that friend. And I no longer call you strangers, but friends. I love you this much. Do you love me? So love God. Love one another. And in the power of the Holy Spirit, let us each commit to doing something every day to show that love. Amen.